Hi, I'm Ella, and I'm going to be reading a book for family, friends, just for learning. And it is called The Princess in Black. I'm going to be reading chapter one, and tomorrow I will be reading chapter two. Chapter one, Princess Magnolia was having hot chocolate and scones with Duchess Wingtower. The hot chocolate was hot. The scones were sweet. The breeze from the window was warm and wishy. "How lovely of you to visit," said Princess Magnolia. "And unexpected." "I love to meet people in their own homes," said Duchess Wingtower. "I always uncover secrets."
"Secrets," said Princess Magnolia.
"Yes, secrets," said Duchess Wingtower. "Hidden messes, skeletons in closets, that sort of thing."
"Closets," said Princess Magnolia.
The hot chocolate burned her lip. The breeze knocked her curls into her face. She was no longer enjoying herself.
"You seem so prim and perfect," Duchess Wingtower leaned forward, "but everyone has a secret."
Princess Magnolia brushed crumbs off her frilly pink dress. She hoped she didn't look nervous, because she did indeed have a secret. A huge secret. A secret that didn't want anyone to uncover, especially not the nosy Duchess. Just then, Princess Magnolia, Glitterstone, ring. "The monster alarm," thought Princess Magnolia.
"Not now." "What was the ringing sound?" said Duchess Wingtower.
"A bird," said Princess Magnolia. She wished her rings sounded anything like a bird. It didn't.
"Strange bird," said the Duchess.
"Maybe it's sick," said Princess Magnolia.
"I should check."
Princess Magnolia went to the door. Her glass slippers were tink, tink, tink. Went tink, tink, tink.
"Are you going to just leave me here?" said the Duchess.
"I'll hurry back," said Princess Magnolia. She smiled sweetly and shut the door softly. And then Princess Magnolia ran. Okay, so that was chapter one. Make sure to listen tomorrow for chapter two. Bye.
Hi, welcome back to story time. And last time we read The Princess in Black. And we read chapter one. Today we will be reading chapter two. I'm just going to do a little recap of chapter one. Last time on chapter one, what happened was that Duchess Wingtower was very nosy. So Princess Magnolia had a secret, and Duchess says that she always uncovers secrets. So Princess Magnolia runs into the closet and does something. We don't know yet, and that's what we're going to read today. Okay, chapter two, Princesses Do Not Run. Princesses do not stuff frilly pink dresses into broom closets. Princesses do not wear black. And princesses most definitely do not slide down secret chutes and high jump castle walls. But then, most princesses do not live near an entrance to Monsterland. Stopping monsters was no job for prim and perfect Princess Magnolia. But fortunately, Princess Magnolia did have a secret. was secretly the princess in black. And stopping monsters was the perfect job for the princess in black. Chapter 3. Oh, wait, sorry. We're going to read chapter 3 since that chapter was really short. In the country yard, Frimple Pants was nibbling on apples. He swished his sparkly tail. He pranced on his golden hooves. He gave the horn upon his brow a little toss. Clearly, Frimple Pants was a unicorn, or was he? Frimple Pants, Glitterstone Horse, she rang the monster alarm. He took 3 dainty steps towards the castle wall. He looked right. He looked left. No one was watching. So Frimple Pants entered a secret passage. Horn lifted off. Golden hooves slid aside. Sparkling mane and tail shook free. He came out the other side. He was no longer Frimple Pants the unicorn. He was Blackie, the princess in black's faithful pony. Just then, the princess in black was soaring over the castle wall. She landed on Blackie's back. "Fly, Blackie, fly," she said to the goat pasture as fast as you can. There's a nosy duchess in the castle. They charged through the forest. Birds flapped out of their way. The birds squawked. The birds cheeped. The birds sounded nothing like a ringing ring. Okay, so next time, which I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to be reading chapter 4. And tomorrow we'll do a recap of chapter 2 and 3. So I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Hi. And today we are going to be continue reading The Princess in Black. And we are going to be reading chapter 4. And I'm just going to read chapter 5 because yesterday I forgot to read. So today I'll be reading 2 chapters. Possibly 3 if they're short. So, I'm just going to do a recap of last time's reading, which was chapter 2 and chapter 3. And we found out Princess Magnolia's secret. And she had a pony. We found out what the pony was. Well, the unicorn. And she's about to be on a mission. So, we're going to go figure out what the mission is. Well, I think we did, but we'll see. Chapter 4. The big blue monster was hungry. Monsterland was full of monsters. Some were small, some were big, some were bigger than the big blue monster. They were always eating up the good food. There was a hole in the ceiling of Monsterland. The smell of goats floated in through the hole. Shaggy goats, plump goats, delicious goats. The big blue monster began to drool. Wasn't there a rule against climbing through that hole? Yes, there was, but the monster couldn't remember why. Was it because the sun was too shiny up there? Was it because the air was unpleasantly fresh? No, there had to be some other reason. The big blue monster was too hungry to remember. It climbed through the hole. And that's it. So we're going to do chapter 5 since that one was pretty short, and maybe chapter 6. Duff the goat boy was not part goat and part boy, but that would have been interesting. But Duff was just a boy who took care of goats. He quite liked goats. They had honey brown eyes. They had floppy ears. They made snuffling noises. Duff did not like goat-eating monsters. A blue arm reached out of the hole. "Not another one," said Duff. He picked up his crook. A blue monster emerged. It was big. The monster roared. It was loud. Duff dropped his crook. His knees shook. "Help!" he croaked. In the distance, a pony neighed. And I guess we're going to read chapter 6. This is going to probably be a longer one. Chapter 6. The princess in black galloped into the goat pasture. A big blue monster was holding a goat in each paw. It opened its mouth as wide as it would go, which was very wide. "Not so fast," said the princess in black. Blackie galloped toward the big tree. The princess in black grabbed a branch. She swung from her pony's back. She landed in the tree. "Why did you come here?" asked the princess in black. "Eat goats," said the big blue monster. "You may not eat the goats," she said. "Eat goats," hollered the big blue monster. "You may not eat the goats," she said again. "Behave, beast." The big blue monster set down the goats, and near a small tree, it tore the tree from the ground. The princess in black did a backflip onto the grass. She pushed a switch on her scepter. It turned into a staff. The big blue monster roared and swung the tree. The staff met it. Sparkle slam! The princess in black and the big blue monster waged battle. Princess pounce, Blackie buck. Twinkle, twinkle, little smash. Horn swaggle. With luck, the battle would be quick. Duchess Wingtower was in Princess Magnolia's castle. Her castle was full of secrets, especially the broom's closet. The princess in black hoped the Duchess would not snoop. Okay, now we're in chapter 7, and next time, it's probably going to be tomorrow, I will read chapter 7, and chapter 8. I might read 9, but I think I'm just going to read chapter 7 and chapter 8.